Welcome to Fitness, Food, and Athletes. This is Big AC here, and I'm coming at you on my way to work this morning with a little story. This is my most embarrassing moment, and it happened to happen in a gym when I was about 17. And let me set the scene for you. So I'm 17 years old. I'm living in South Africa, Johannesburg, South Africa. For those of you who don't know, it was probably the crime capital of the world back then in 99, I think I was living there, 98, 99, something like that. And the thing to do in South Africa is go to the gym. They say it so much, they don't even call it the gym, they just call it gym. I'm going to gym. Anyway, so after school, this is the thing I loved about South Africa. After school, school finishes at 2 o'clock or 1 p.m. on a Wednesday. Me and my mates would go to the gym, and that was awesome. That was like, what a great thing to do. It keeps you out of trouble. It's healthy. And that's where everyone learns to lift weights and everything like that. And the culture of going to the gym, lifting weights, being fit and healthy is a massive part of the culture in South Africa, which I love to death. Now, South African guys, or Oaks, as they're called in the Republic, They're big guys, you know. You can tell by their rugby team that they're a bunch of big units. And they're massive in the gym too. And this is the awesomest thing about it. The whole story is the gyms back then in the late 90s were like, if you know a Lifetime style gym, like the Lifetime gyms here in America, they were like that, you know, 20 years ago. Not 20 years ago, I should say, but... you know, almost 20 years ago, I guess. It's 2019, I guess. That equals 20 years if you're back in 99. So the gyms were on another level. They had the cafes, they had the pools, the jacuzzis, the steam rooms, the spas. They had weights, cardio, they had everything. They were pretty unique and they were all over the place. And it was awesome. It was where I basically lived. If I wasn't at school, I was at the gym. And some days, like when I was training, when I was probably seven, the same year I was training for a junior world championship, which was in Ireland. It was in Killarney, Ireland. And in preparation for it, I was training about 6 hours a day, every day, in between school and stuff like that. So it was an awesome place to live and grow up because of that. So let me rewind you. This is one of the first times I was new. I'd come from Australia and I was new to these guys, but I played one game of rugby and showed my skill as a rugby player. And then I got a lot more friends because, I scored and I did pretty well. So a bunch of the guys were like, oh, let's go to the gym. So anyway, I was in the gym crew and all these guys were pretty big. I've always been the skinny guy in my group and always been the tallest, by the way. So just because I'm skinny, I can still see everything too, which is awesome. We're going to the gym. Now, I had never done like a serious gym. So I've done gym sessions. I've done a whole bunch of workouts and stuff before, but I've never really just maxed myself out like I did this time. We go in there. We start with the bench press. Obviously, we're trying to get big pecs. We went in. We're doing normal bench press. We do like three sets of, you know, starting at 12, then 10, then 8, adding weights. These guys are all bigger than me. They've got bigger arms, bigger chests, but I'm trying to keep up with them, you know? So I'm lifting as much as I can. They're helping. They're spotting me when I need it. Then we go to incline. So we're at incline bench press. That's when the bench is sitting a little bit upright and you're focusing more on your anterior deltoids as well as your upper chest. After that, after three sets of that, we go to the decline bench where your head's pointing downwards. You can lift a lot heavier. We saved that for last. We lift a little bit heavier just because of body mechanics and the way your body's positioned. You can lift a little bit heavier than usual, a little bit more than your flat bench press. And so we get on that. My arms are jelly already. After that, we move to the dip machine where you strap yourself in and you start doing dips. Some of you can probably see where this is going. We did absolutely every single chest and tricep exercise you can think of. Now, the way the gym was set up, my friends left early. I had to wait probably another 20 minutes until my mum was coming to pick me up on the way from wherever she was coming from. And it's very dangerous to walk the streets of South Africa, so I had to get my mum to chauffeur me around. We had maxed everything out. My mates had just left. I was like, yeah, I'll just do some more stuff. And I was doing a little bit of ab work or something like that. Mom's a jelly, still jelly, still absolutely no energy in them. And I didn't realize how bad they were. So anyway, the weight room was in a room kind of on a lower level. So you kind of go down a couple steps, just like two steps, two or three steps, down to this weight area. And there's a couple different exits and entries to this weight area. When you come out of the weight area, so the cardio room, if you can imagine a massive cardio room or a massive wall with TV screens on it, and all the cardio equipment facing these TV screens. But in the middle of this wall, under the TVs, was one of the entryways and exit ways into the weight room. And then you walk out, and basically you're walking out straight away, you're looking at the rowing machines. Above the rowing machines, the ellipticals, the treadmills, everything like that. They're all facing the TVs. They're all basically pointing into that area. And it was packed. It was 5 o'clock. Everyone was just getting there to work out. And the steps going up into the cardio area, instead of there being three steps, there were two. One was really big, and the other one was small, or vice versa. I can't remember. Everything happened kind of quickly. But because the step was larger than it should have been, I misjudged it, and my toes hit the step, and I fell forward flat on my face. Now, if you had a fresh pair of arms, you'd be able to catch yourself from hitting the ground, wouldn't you? Well, guess what? I didn't have fresh hands and fresh arms. They were completely numb still. They were completely jelly. So when I put my hands out to brace myself, which would have been an easy little catch myself in a plank position almost, and then just use my feet to stand up, I completely face planted it. I couldn't, for the life of me, stop my body from hitting the ground because my arms were that dead and had nothing left in them. So I just face planted in front of the whole cardio room. Okay. Now, being in South Africa, everyone kind of just, you kind of look up, a couple of people chuckle. They'll just give you a little bit of hassle for doing something clumsy, and that's what I loved about that place. So then I have to, obviously you fall over, you push yourself up to so you can get to your feet and stand up and keep walking. Well, I couldn't push myself back to my feet. My arms did not work, and I'm lying flat on my face, and I can't even do a push-up, not even a mermaid push-up where you're just lifting your arms up kind of in I think it's the cobra position for yoga, where you're just pushing yourself up, but your body's flat. Couldn't do that. And I'm trying to figure out how to actually push myself up. And what I ended up having to do was roll over like a dead end, swing my legs up as momentum so I could actually sit up. Because now I couldn't, once I had rolled over, I couldn't push myself up because my triceps were completely gone. So I had to use my legs as a little bit of a kick up momentum, sit up onto my bum, and then stand up. It was horrific. And then, if for those of you who don't know, South African women are quite sexy. They are pretty beautiful, very sexy. You get a good mix, good batch of different looks, but you get a lot of blonde hair, blue eyes. Obviously they come from the Dutch background. If anyone knows the history, they're the Dutch settled there, colonized, I should say. So there's a lot of blonde hair, blue eyed South African women. Anyway, long story short, I ruined my chances to ever go on a date with anyone at that gym as I, couldn't function properly, couldn't use my body, and had tripped over and looked like a complete buffoon. So, anyway, that's something that happened to me at the gym. Why I'm telling you this is because so many embarrassing things happen to us. We're always worried today's day and age, we're worried about doing something embarrassing or embarrassing ourselves. I love embarrassing myself for odd reasons. An odd reason like, well, I can tell this story 20 years later and it brings me joy, it cracks me up. Hopefully it's made you chuckle a little bit or given you a good visual of me flopping around on the floor like a moron. The embarrassing thing that people have to deal with today is just the image of them or the thought of them. Or I wonder how I look at the gym. I wonder if people are looking at me while I'm at the gym. And what that does is completely stops you from wanting to go to the gym. And I understand that. I understand it a hell of a lot. I tell this story to a lot of people. That when I go to a gym, when I go to my gym, I'm completely comfortable. It's your home, you know. It's just like anything. When you're comfortable with it, when you know where everything is, you're going to be more confident when you're in that setting. When you go to a new gym, or when I go to a new gym in particular, now, I'm completely confident in handling myself. If I walked into a boxing gym and someone wanted to fight with me or spar with me, kickboxing gym, MMA gym, I'd be happy to just do rounds with anyone. Can handle myself, no problems with that. So why is it that I go to a gym that I don't know and I'm completely self-conscious and I'm completely worried about the way I look? I think every single person in the gym is looking at me. I feel like every single person in the gym is looking at me going, who's this new guy? Does anyone else do that? Because if you do, I want you to know you're not alone. That happens to me all the time. Now, I've been in and out of gyms since I was young. I've been part of martial arts school since I was young. And have, you know, worked out regularly for most of my life. And it doesn't go away. It doesn't stop. And it never will. You're always going to feel like that. You're always going to feel self-conscious. You're always going to feel like people are judging you. You're always going to feel as if things you're doing aren't adequate. And it's going to take away from you working out and achieving goals to you kind of just getting closed off and maybe being a little bit more reserved about going to the gym. So how do we combat that? How do we get there and just be used to the pressure, or used to feeling the embarrassment, or how do we get out of that state of being? Well, first of all, it's just knowing. Let's put ourselves in everyone else's shoes, all right? So if that's the way you feel, and I feel the same way as well when I go to different places, you got to understand that every single person at that gym probably feels a little bit of that. And if that's the case, nobody is even looking at you. They are too busy worrying about themselves, too busy worrying what you think about them when you're thinking what they're thinking about you. It's a funny thing. And to be honest, I see this all the time. I have clients that tell me, I just don't feel comfortable. I feel like everyone's judging me. It's the same thing over and over and over. People are too worried about what's being, who's judging them, that they don't focus on their workouts and focus on themselves. Okay. I've trained with a bunch of guys that I love training with. They just have their headphones in. They're singing, they're dancing. They get to the weights. They do it. It's like the rest of the gym does not exist. And I love that. The gym should be a happy place. You know, whether you listen to an audiobook, you listen to me ramble on a podcast about how I couldn't push myself off the ground. If you are, you know, listening to some good music, get in your zone, get in your own. Like, this is a good opportunity when you're at the gym to block off the rest of the world. To block off, sorry, a guy just almost ran into the back of me. I read the play and got out of his way, but kind of scary. Anyway, it's dangerous when you do a podcast in the car, definitely at peak hour traffic. So anyway, where was I before I almost lost that back bumper of mine? worrying about what other people think about you at the gym just needs to be stopped. Basically, is all I'm saying. It's hard to think about it. Listen, there's times that I wear spandex at the gym, okay? As a guy, I have judgment of, people, you know, and this is a odd thing to think, but I'm sure women deal with this as well. It's like, are people looking at my package, my junk, while it's kind of on display when I'm wearing spandex? I don't know. I don't really care either. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I'm like, oh, maybe it looks like it's really small right now, and that'll give me a bad reputation. And then I just go, who gives a shit? You know, I really think about that things too much, and people are doing stuff. They're probably not looking at what my junk looks like. But the thought runs through my head. So, you know, it's out there, and obviously everyone deals with insecurities. So if you're struggling with, you know, maybe feeling embarrassed while you're at the gym, just remember everyone is thinking about themselves. They're not thinking about you. They're probably not judging you. I said this to a friend of mine yesterday. You know, when people are in the gym and they're out of shape, when people are really out of shape and they're in the gym, that makes me the happiest. When I see people in the gym that don't look like they work out regularly, but they're in there busting their ass, that inspires me more than anything. Because I ate some bun. I've got some peanuts stuck in my throat. I can't even breathe now. All right, that's better. I have a decent body. Excuse me. I have a decent body. There's much improvement that can be done all the time. And when people go into the gym and you can tell they have a lot of work to do with their body, that pumps me up, that inspires me, because they have to deal with it the most. And I congratulate all those people, and I urge you to continue pushing yourself, regardless of what you think people might say or what you are dealing with or anything like that. It's important. You can't stop your progress and your momentum because of what you think other people might think, because that's just a silly other. If we could read other people's thoughts, that would be awesome. I bet you half the time, if you read people's thoughts, you'd realize half the people are thinking about the dumbest shit ever. You know, when you think someone's judging you or doing something that could be harmful to you, they could be thinking about monster trucks, or, you know, maybe they left a skid mark in their underwear or something like that. Who knows? People have so many problems these days, so many things that they deal with. The last thing they're dealing with is you or thinking about you or anything like that. So think about yourself. You're in your own zone. No one's thoughts should ever dictate how you feel or what you do. So just keep that in mind. Listen, I had my embarrassing moment in front of, you know, probably 100 people. And I survived, and I'm still here, and I enjoy it, you know. And that was quite, as a 17-year-old, that was quite silly. And you know what? Every time I went back to that gym, I thought everyone knew me as the guy that fell over and couldn't hold himself up. And that's just a story I created in my own head, and that made me feel a little self-conscious when I was at the gym, even though I made it up myself. So don't do that to yourself. It'll just cause you a little bit of setbacks and a little bit of self-doubt too sometimes. So I hope that helps for anyone that deals with a little bit of insecurity at the gym or while working out. Listen, you want people to notice you working out. That's the awesomest thing. You want people to see you working harder than them. And if that's the case, you're going to inspire people. So keep that in mind. Keep pushing. Keep working hard. Keep working out. Keep eating good, because that's one of the most important things. And obviously get your mental prep in, get your mental mindset stuff in each day as well. All right, folks, I'll catch you another day. This is Adam Corrigan. I'll speak to you again soon.